The following is a presentation of Got Questions Ministries.
What was the significance of gatekeepers in the Bible? Gates are mentioned often in Scripture, and gatekeepers were an important part of maintaining order in ancient societies. Gatekeepers were guards stationed for protection at various kinds of gates, which could be city gates, palace gates, or temple gates. Ancient cities had high, thick walls around them to keep out wild beasts and invading armies. Heavy gates were set within those walls to allow entrance and exit. A gatekeeper had to be trustworthy and alert for any signs of trouble. A gatekeeper lax in his duties could bring ruin upon an entire civilization, so the idea of gatekeeping implies alertness and security. The keeper of the gate, in Psalm 141 verse 3, is none other than the Lord Himself, as He guards our mouths, preventing us from unwise speech. David and Samuel appointed 212 gatekeepers for positions of trust in guarding the temple of the Lord, in 1 Chronicles chapter 9. And those so appointed rotated through week-long assignments. Verses 26 through 29 speak of the four principal gatekeepers who were entrusted with the responsibility for the rooms and treasuries in the house of God. They would spend the night stationed around the house of God because they had to guard it, and they had charge of the key for opening it each morning. Some of them were in charge of the articles used in the temple service. They counted them when they were brought in and when they were taken out. Others were assigned to take care of the furnishings and all the other articles of the sanctuary, as well as the special flour and wine, and the olive oil, incense, and spices. Temple gatekeepers were in charge of who went in and who went out. They ensured order and reverence for God's house. Ezra records that 139 gatekeepers made the trip from Babylon to Jerusalem with Zerubbabel in Ezra chapter 2. When Nehemiah had finished the rebuilding of the wall around the city of Jerusalem, gatekeepers were some of the first positions he appointed. This is significant because before a city can conduct business, it must be protected from outside invaders. The Lord's house required gatekeepers for the same reason. Before God's business could be conducted properly, only the prescribed priests and other designated servants could be allowed through the gates. God had given clear commands about temple business. Gatekeepers were part of that holy business, and their positions were considered sacred. We can easily see the parallel for our own lives. Our conscience, the fear of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit are gatekeepers for our hearts. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided, Proverbs 16, verse 6. The Spirit desires our sanctification, giving us the power to repel sin. When temptation comes knocking at our gate, the Holy Spirit nudges our Scripture-informed conscience. That's dangerous. Don't go there. The divine gatekeeper acts in our behalf to keep invaders from destroying us. John Bunyan illustrates the need for spiritual gatekeepers in his book, The Holy War. In this allegory, Bunyan likens humanity to a city. Quote, "This famous town of Mansoul had five gates, in it which to come, out of which to go. And these were impregnable, and such as could never be opened nor forced, but by the will and leave of those within. The names of the gates were these: ear gate, eye gate, mouth gate, nose gate, and feel gate." End of quote. In other words, the five senses are the five gates by which the human soul interacts with the world through the physical body. These gates must be guarded, and in Bunyan's allegory, Mr. Godly Fear is just the man to do it. Godly Fear was a trustworthy man of courage, conduct, and valor, and the enemy attacked man's soul in vain as long as Godly Fear was the gatekeeper. When we ignore our gatekeeper, we put ourselves and those we love in jeopardy. But when we and Godly Fear heed the warnings of the Word and the Holy Spirit, we are safe. Our hearts and lives are protected from Satan's invasive schemes.
God Questions Ministry seeks to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ by providing biblical answers to today's questions. Online at gotquestions.org.